Welcome. This is Larkin, Texas, and it's the Labor Day weekend on Saturday, September 1st, 2012. Just like you, I'm just an American, and I'll be with y'all for 1 hour. I've titled today's notes, Honorable Contract, which can be seen online at larkintexas.blogspot.com. And so at some point I will attempt to define what this might mean. But more importantly is what you think. Because as you well know, what I think can't possibly square with what you think. Especially as you relate to something called honorable contract. So with that in mind, call in and tell us what for. Won't cost you a thing, except time. And besides, it could be fun. That number is 1-800-313-9443. If y'all are tuned to 1140 AM radio, that's transmitting from the KHFX tower here in the Dallas-Fort Worth, North Central Texas area. Just remember, you're hearing Real Talk Radio, ladies and gentlemen, and I suspect, for many of you, the very first time. We don't screen callers on RBN, folks, and we don't filter or sugarcoat reality here either. Stay tuned for Honorable Contract. Following these messages.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
as I was saying before the break, especially if you're new here, we don't screen callers here on RBN, folks. We don't filter or sugarcoat reality here either. Neither are we shock talk, newspeak, doublethink, NPR, Rush, Laura, or Michael, the same. Please support our sponsors. RepublicBroadcasting.org presents offerings that are often exclusive to this network and well worth your investigation. Beginning with last week's notes, entitled Empathy, I made the decision to compile most of my weekly research notes in a Word document and only post those I feel I'll have time to touch upon during the live airing of the broadcast. With that said, if you'd like to peruse them all, just shoot me an email with the title of the broadcast in the subject line to Larkin, Texas, that's L-A-R-K-I-N, Texas, at gmail.com, and I'll rifle them right back to you as an attachment. Now, this week marks my one-year anniversary as an amateur RBN host, and so I want to tell you all of my impressions and make some general observations. I only wrote two things down as reminders to myself for what these words, honorable contract, might mean to myself. I wrote, first do no harm, then do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But as we shall see, this is simply not the case today. Y'all know me as the guy that talks about Agenda 21 issues and especially religio-philosophy, communitarianism, libertarianism, and communitarian law. Last week we didn't have the time, but I wanted to direct your attention to Living Outside the Dialectic and a short article entitled, Is Communitarian Law a Matter of Faith? Now bear in mind, I equate communitarian law, just like I do communitarianism, to a form of socialism, which I also equate to something termed gangsterism. So the question arises, can there be any honor in any contractual relationship with those who are intimately involved with organized crime? In other words, is there any honor in doing business with the local mafia don? Is a matter of self-preservation, perhaps, even? And if this article entitled, Is Communitarian Law a Matter of Faith? You first have to open up your mind to the reality that such a thing as communitarian law even exists. And I can assure you that it does. Communitarian law is derived from that great body of law which we can place under the rubric of international law. This means that many of the treaties and business obligations that individual Americans make are predicated largely on this thing called the supremacy of communitarian law. Now, don't make the mistake that communitarianism is communism, or that it's fascism. The fact of the matter is that it is, in fact, crony capitalism, corporatism, cultural Marxism, all the same. They had to come up with a new law and a new word, ladies and gentlemen. It's an old word, it's been around a while. Gandhi spoke of it back during World War II. And in today's America, the so-called father of immunitarianism at the academic level is Amitai Etzioni, spelled E-T as in Tom, Z as in zebra, I-O-N-I. This is a Hebrew name for a man originally named Werner Falk, an emigre from first Germany, then to Israel, and we find him at UC Berkeley in 1958. Amitai Etzioni, the founder of the Communitarian Network. Communitarian Network has infested every educational institution in this country and in Canada. Communitarian law reigns supreme throughout the world today. Bill McKenzie at the Dallas Morning News posed this question. Does your theology place you closer to the dignity of the individual or to the importance of the community? And several of these communitarian thought leaders, theology experts, I would gather, answered this question. One of whom was Joe Clifford, head of staff and senior minister at the First Presbyterian Church of Dallas. His answer, community or individual? My theology would answer yes. This is a dialectic. It's not an either or, it's a both and. Nikki Rice, the dialectic is the core conceptual foundation for global governance under the United Nations. Remember, governance is very different from government. Government is derived from the controller of the mind. Governance can always be replaced with the synonym management. Perhaps scientific management. Perhaps, better still, scientific dictatorship. And this system synthesizes all political, sociological, and spiritual beliefs and practices under one harmonized norm. Now, folks, they did this same thing with the United States Constitution. They will tell you that it was balanced and it was harmonized. It de-emphasizes rights and substitutes duties and responsibilities. It de-emphasizes individual tastes and behavior and subsumes them to the diktats of the so-called community. Under communitarian law, you have no rights except by way of contract. It's messages.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered Ion and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org. RNA drops.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com. Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Welcome back. So this thing called the dialectic. Now that is actually the Hegelian dialectic. When you see the word dialectic, think of conflict or the weighing of opposites. It is problem, reaction, solution. It's thesis plus antithesis or antithesis equals synthesis. It's what happens inside our individual minds every day. We're always weighing pro and con, for and against, as a matter of course. It's quite natural. But to control the dialectic, particularly the public mind, is quite another undertaking. So our new world government, it's less a government than it is a system of global governance. It's management. Management intending to control outcomes, governing behaviors, defining societal norms. This new world government represents the community, so-called. And of course, you can fill in whatever you think that means. The law of the community is swiftly replacing all other law on the planet. Local, state, and national laws that conflict with the new global standards must be modified. Why? Because community law is supreme over all other forms. Communitarian law has been introduced in various ways around the world. For example, in communitarian forest management to assure sustainable development. Rights and resources came out at the last round of Earth summits called Rio Plus 20. Agenda 21 and sustainable development are but two of the hundreds of ways the global communitarian system is manifesting. In many places, the law is inserted as a new permit required for something the expanded government assumes control over. In other places, it's introduced as a new tax or tax incentive designed to discourage unhealthy behaviors. In others, like Bolivia, it's the foundation for an entirely new national constitution. So the communitarian system is one in which everything people do is regulated and supervised by so-called experts. And we'll be joined by Larry after this break. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
This is the last cowboy song, the end of 100-year wars. The voices sound sad as they're singing along, another piece of America's lost. He rides a feedlot and clerks in a market on weekends selling tobacco and beer. And his dreams of tomorrow surrounded by fences, but he'll dream tonight of when fences weren't here. He blazed the trail with Lewis and Clark, and eyeballed, oh, I backed down. He stood shoulder to shoulder with Travis in Texas, and rode with the 7th when Custer went down. This is the last cowboy song, the end of 100-year wars. The voices sound sad as they're singing along, another piece of America's lost. Remington showed us how he looked on canvas. Louis L'Amour has told us his tale, and Willie and Waylon and me sing about him and wish to God we could have ridden his trail.
This is the last.
The old Chisholm Trail is covered in concrete now. And they truck them to market in 50-foot rigs. They blow by his market, never slowing to reach it. Like live and die was all he did.
This is the last cowboy song. The end of the 100-year war. Voices sound sad as they're singing along. Another piece of America's lost.
So when we consider that this school of thought called communitarianism is intended to mean that it is an all-encompassingism, should we wonder that it does not also include religion? It even has a whole lot to do with what we might describe as an honorable contract. I might recommend a book. You can read it for free on the internet. It's entitled Invisible Contract: Law as Legalized Slavery by George Mercier, written in 1984. But what say you there, Larry, in Arkansas? How are you?
Hey, Lark. How you doing, buddy? Hey,
good to hear your voice.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Sure.
Okay. Your language is, to us, just regular folks out here in the world. I've labeled you. I know you don't like labeling, but I've labeled you the Dennis Miller of RBN.
Well, that's probably not a compliment, but I'll...
No, it is, because it challenges my mind to understand the language, and since words make worlds, I suppose that's important to know these words. My question is, if you could explain it to me, now, because I know you're not into communitarianism, do you believe the Constitution is a action of communitarianism?
Well, I think it's a revered document.
Well, me too. Yes.
It's a historical document. However, it's been changed.
Well, I mean, just right from the get-go, whenever people are gathered together, you know, a bunch of people get together and sign something and write it, does that make it a communitarian? You know, it's a community that does it together. So does that make it communitarian? That's what I'm getting at.
Well, again, it's really hard to, people have to make these decisions for themselves.
Okay, fair
every enough. Every individual.
Mm-hmm.
History has been massaged. It's been altered. What we were taught is very often simply not the whole story. And let's not forget that the winners always write the history books.
Yeah, that's true.
In any conflict.
Yeah, pretty much.
And that's why networks like RBN are so important.
Yeah, and the sheep follow the winners. So
well,
that can be a problem as well.
You know, I personally have no problem if somebody wants to live like a communist. And I have no problem if they want to live like a fascist. But I just don't want them to involve me.
Right.
For instance, Larry, the evidence is overwhelming today that with this P20 outcomes-based education system, now that's from preschool all the way through graduate school today, that this is nothing more than one vast brainwashing operation.
Well,
so I put it to you, if you have a child today, do you really want your child to be brainwashed to be a cultural Marxist?
Well, I think the education system prepares children to get ready to follow the corporate lead. I think that's what they're in business doing. I think they're developing children so that they can function within the corporate model.
Well, let's not forget this this thing called corporatism. Though there's evidence that it came into being before this day, but take a look at what happened in 1871 in Allegheny, Pennsylvania. Allegheny, Pennsylvania is no more. It was swallowed up by Pittsburgh.
Right.
But we had a socialist international event in 1871. I mean, corporations are the very model of socialist society. And if you doubt that, think about how any organization works. It's quite hierarchical.
Yeah, I'm not in favor of corporations, international especially, because it stymies competition. In other words, if you go into business and the only way you can be in business is to be fed from a corporate entity, then you're really not in business.
But see, we can't make the mistake to allow the dialectical conflict to rule our lives and lead us off in a direction that we don't intend. For instance, it's one thing to be opposed to these rich son of a guns and these so-called corporations and so forth, but do we want to do away with capitalism? We want to do away with free enterprise is what I mean to say. Because
no. Capitalism
today is not free enterprise.
No, that's right. That's what I'm getting at. It's becoming centralized.
So it boils down to, are we capable of governing ourselves as individuals? And in which case, we always have to consider how it is we negotiate with the world.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. I don't think that 7 billion people on the planet could ever just go about their own business without interfering with other people. I don't think that would ever happen.
They're still working mighty hard to poison and kill off a bunch of us, aren't they?
They sure are, yeah. I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah, but
I mean, think about it. If you had a child today, Larry, I don't know if you do or not, but and this was a mystery to me as I was growing up. If these public school systems and these teachers really cared about us, wouldn't we be learning things like how to take care of our own bodies?
Exactly, the immunology of health. I know I've always advocated that they should do every child from age, as soon as they start school, they should start learning about their own body and their own health and how to take care of themselves and what to eat, what not to eat, and those kind of conversations, and then get into, you know, how you're going to make a living, because they got more time to figure out how to make a living, and if the healthier they are, the better off they'll be in probably achieving that goal.
Well, and what they're really after is they want to present things as being so complicated, so complex, so unfathomable, that you might as well just give in to, you know, all the smart guys in the room. Or all the smart guys over yonder.
That never worked with me, but
in which case, they don't want you to think for yourself. They kind of want you to kind of, you know, do what you're told, you know, get along, little doggy.
Exactly. They don't want no critical thinkers out there, do they?
Yeah. Well, they sure as hell don't like patriots, because they don't like borders, and they don't like nation states, and they don't like constitutionalists, and they don't like people that think that society should be governed by rule of law and not rule of man.
No, they're right at the same place that kings and queens. I mean, it's the same mentality, basically, that we're the rulers, you're the subjects.
But look at all these grand folks going along.
Well,
they think this is just dandy.
Well, they're tied in financially. That's probably the reason. In other words, if that's where their paycheck comes from, then they get subservient at that point.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I I've been reading a lot about what's happening in public education today because I've been trying like hell to figure out how my 27-year-old niece, became a Marxist. Unbeknownst to my brother.
That's who himself, where his paycheck comes from.
Yeah. My brother decided that it wasn't... My brother was a millionaire before he was 30 years old.
Wow. Impressive.
And by the time he died last year, he'd been on the public dole for 19 going on 20 years.
Oh, that's sad.
Someone told him that alcoholism was a disease and it was incurable.
Oh, he is now.
And so he was going to be gimped for life.
Mm. Well,
I thought that was a damn shame because, basically he just sat around and watched television and ate. It was just very sad. My poor sister listened to her doctor, and this doctor told her that as soon as she had her first and only child, that she was suffering from postpartum depression. And hell, 30, 40 years ago, who in the hell ever heard of postpartum depression?
Well,
so hell, by the time she died, she was taking 12 different drugs from these bastards.
You could probably thank Granddaddy Rockefeller when he changed the protocol for the AMA. That's
well, let's not forget this idea of slavery and how to enslave whole populations has been it is a very, very old institution. It's one of the
It goes back to the king and queens as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, even before, it goes back to the priests and the warrior kings, the philosopher kings.
Yeah.
Anybody that thinks they're somehow more expert, better than you are.
Yeah, well, yeah, they used to use the excuse, well, no, listen, God talked to me and told me, that's how the kings used to do it. And then, so that's the law, buddy. that's where
I have to tell you, more and more, as you know, I live pretty much like a hermit. I'm not saying that's a good or a bad thing, but hell, it's hard to have any real meaningful conversations with anybody, and so... Yeah. I happen to know I'm surrounded by criminals called communitarians.
Yeah. Well, just take half of your day and do your in-depth studies, and the rest of the day do something else, more normal, and then you'll probably get along with them all right.
I got to tell you, Larry, the big drama in my house this week was discovering where these moths were coming from. They were getting into my paltry food supply.
Really? Oh, man.
I finally discovered it was from this 50 pounds of red wheat that Laura got from one of her customers. And I've been grateful, and I guess I should have been eating this stuff up. But instead, I guess the moths are decided they like that wheat, too. And
well, I'm telling you, my local health food store that I buy from, they got some big bags. They buy some 25-pound bags, and because I went in there to get some, and I said, why are you out? And she said, because we opened the bag, and it was full of bugs. So they had to ship it back.
Well, that's going to be a natural consequence of a lot of natural foods.
Sunflower seeds.
Oh, yeah.
Striped sunflower seeds, yeah?
Yeah, I got to tell you, just for fun, Larry, what my top five list is of seeds.
Okay.
They, what I call seeds, they're not entirely all seeds, but number one on my list is quinoa.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is amaranth.
Mm-hmm.
And number three is hemp.
Well, I've never done any hemp. Hey, what, do you crush them up and put them in your food?
Yeah, they're just extremely nutritious.
Do you eat them whole or do you crush them up?
You can grind them up, make hemp butter.
Oh, wow, you're really into it. Okay.
You can press them, make hemp oil.
Yeah. Well, there's a good one. You know, wasn't it back in the history of the United States that practically everybody used to grow hemp?
Of course.
What I've heard. I don't know if it's true or not, but that's what I've heard.
Well, it's a very, very healthful food, and now we got to buy it from Canadians to get it at all.
I know, and in Arkansas, right here in Arkansas, they used to grow hemp. I don't know what year it was, but, when they quit growing it, but they used to have big hemp fields here in Arkansas. And they've closed it down. Of course, they use the marijuana, they'll hide marijuana in the hemp fields or whatever. But
well, think how much fear could be eliminated from your life If you never had, if you ever had, never had to worry about where you were going to get something to eat or a drink of water ever again.
Well, I'd probably be an outlaw, but I'd have a social conscience.
Yeah. Hang in there, Larry. We got a break. And we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Lark's top five seeds list: quinoa, amaranth, hemp, chia, and flax. Couple of good bits of reading over at my research notes page, folks. LarkinTexas.blogspot.com. One is from Club Orloff. That would be Dmitry Orloff, entitled Corn Madness. Remember, Dmitry Orloff has made comparisons between what happened with the collapse of the Soviet Union back in the late 80s, early 90s, with how he thinks Americans will fare with a similar collapse. Well worth investigating. Also, from perennialteachings.blogspot.com, an essay entitled Inception, A Labyrinth of Inner Voyage. But Larry, sure, pick up where we left off.
Well, I better give you some time to close your show.
Getting oh, heck, close to the... who's worried about that?
Okay, well, probably John.
Nah.
Nah, okay.
He knows I'm eccentric. He tolerates me.
All right, okay. Yeah, well, it's good talking with you, buddy.
Well, I hope you keep listening and call in again.
Will do, sir.
All right, enjoy your weekend, Larry.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So I bet you all never thought that communitarianism was about religion, did you? I bet you didn't know the public school system today was Marxist. I actually like some Marxists. In fact, I might have actually been one at one time. Who knows? I know that I was apolitical for most of my life. Didn't care anything about politics. But it's too bad. We speak to socialism. We're speaking to gangsterism, ladies and gentlemen. It's as clear can be. Thanks for listening. Please stay tuned to RPN.
It's true.